Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, people don't realize when you talk about bringing the juice on this show is in constant motion. There's constant thinking going on, even during the breaks. I mean, it's just, it is really a petri dish for all kinds of tremendous ideas. I was thinking,
a think tank more than anything.
It's a Payne and Pendergast think tank.
But I was constantly nervous we're going to lose our federal funding.
I was talking about, like, as I get older, how emotional I get over just watching things on TV. But I'm not going to say who it is, but we have a coworker who they're having to put their dog to sleep later on today. And so I've already had a good cry this morning because I love their dog.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So you and I came up with the idea because one of our listeners told me this a long time ago and it stuck with me. Said, hey, because I had to put a couple of pets down. Yeah. And they said, hey, just, you know, a lot of people don't think of this, but just be sure that you're in the room with them when it happens.
Yeah.
Because pets, A, don't like to be in the vet in the first place, and it's pretty stressful. And it's nice if they could have somebody there, you know, in their final moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that, and it did. I'm glad that I did. But I think to amp that up a little bit, the idea you and I came up with is traveling pet euthanizers. So your dog doesn't have to go to the vet,
right?
For the when it's time to go off into the great beyond,
right?
That you can come in and just like, oh hey, here's Sean and his assistant.
Yeah.
You remember Sean? He's got a squeezy toy,
right?
And then just do it nice, and they're, you know, they can be laying in their bed at home when you do it.
They already have the truck that drives around washing the dogs, you know? Like, why not?
Right.
Yeah, why not have
it be that same guy?
Right. Just make sure you get the order right. I ordered a shampoo. Like, why? He's not moving. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounded kind of morbid when we brought it up, but I think it's a slam dunk idea.
I think the spirit behind it is a good idea.
I wonder if I even need a license for this or anything. I probably don't have to be a veterinarian to do it. I'll be your Grim Reaper.
Just an LLC.
You know?
Yeah. Grim Reaper. Canine Grim Reaper LLC.
Well, you know what? For the drugs, that's what you need the license for.
Oh, yeah. You're administering things. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That's true.
It's going to be hard for me to sell it if it's that, hey, I'm providing a great service. It's a nice, gentle exit of this world. And then they say, well, how do you do it? Shotgun. Right. There he is.
The whole family's there. You know?
Yeah, yeah. So I put it in the big, we need to workshop it a little bit. I put it in the big Google Doc of business ideas.
Okay.
A few of the previous ones that we've got in the big book of business ideas.
I haven't looked at this in a while.
This is fascinating. This is a great idea right here. Licensed perp walk shawls. So when somebody's doing the perp walk.
We did come up with that. Yeah.
So you think about how much exposure you get if a high profile person is walking out of the court. Just imagine if Kleenex had had the, you know, over OJ's head as he was walking out of the courtroom or something.
Or
that's
maybe
great advertising.
Or maybe OJ himself wanting to make a statement and having a Buffalo Bills shawl over his head. You know, get it licensed, NFL licensed. Perp walk shawls. Yeah, it's we were on
Hall of Fame catacombs.
Oh yeah.
So that I have a note under this. I said no memory of this. I'm guessing that it's Hall of Fame members will be buried on site. Badass. That was my note. So this is the third time that this idea is occurring to me because I don't remember the first two times.
Yeah.
So yeah, and the Hall of Fame. Why cannot Hall of Fame members actually be buried at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, yeah. Like
that would be really cool.
Oh, especially if it was like in Game of Thrones down in the catacombs where they're just like standing mummies down there. That would be awesome. Like, yeah, there. Look at this, kids. There's Y.A. Tittle's standing mummy right here. Yeah. What else do we have?
And then the one that I still wonder if Jim Crane is going to act on because it's such a brilliant idea is a retirement home attached to a major league ballpark.
You've mentioned that one several times.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a bona fide brilliant
idea. That's a legit good idea. Yeah.
People pay, like, it costs, and not to mention, man, you can get, your grandma or your grandpa gets to watch 81 games a year, plus playoffs from up in there on a lofty perch up over the Crawford boxes or
it's
something.
A really good idea. Yeah, it's a really good idea. All right, so if there's any more on there, don't give any more of them out because these are our ideas. You know what I mean? Like these I don't want people making. Our
I don't
money.
Mind if Jim Crane steals my retirement.
That'll be a tough one for us to go do the two of us. It's a good idea. Just
I don't know what happened. Plus, remember I named the Astropolis. The residential / office, everything, retail that they're planning to build down there one day. You got to call it the Astropolis.
Someday, yeah. When's that getting started? I'm not asking you. I'm asking rhetorically.
I'm ready. I'm ready to put money down on a condo down there.
I
would love it.
I used to live in those lofts on the other side of 59 right there, right, you know, walking distance to Minute Maid, and those got knocked down. They're whatever it is they're getting ready for down there. Those lofts are gone. So
that's where I feel like an old timer because I think when I first came to Houston to play for the Texans, they were just building those.
Yeah.
They had just been completed because Brandy and I thought about it and about living there because, you know, being able to go to baseball.
It's great. It was great. It was one of the more fun years I've had living in Houston. It was fun. Speaking of the Astros, Hunter Brown on his way to the All-Star game, he did a sit down interview and he talked about the story that we've heard that the big turnaround for Hunter Brown happened when Alex Bregman came up to him and said, "Hey, bro, use your sinker more." Probably wasn't just as simple as that. They looked at some film, but Hunter Brown told that story, not just Bregman, but Altuve chipping in. It takes a village to raise a Hunter Brown.
I had an awful, awful start against Kansas City, but I felt like my stuff was fine. So I started around the clubhouse. I'm like, all right, guys.
Help.
Am I tipping? You know, I finally got to Tuve. I said, hey, Tuve, how would you hit off me? Oh, Bobby, easy. Fastball's away. Look hard away. And I'm like, man, he didn't even think about
it. Is that easy?
You know, and obviously it's Jose Altuve.
Sure.
The guy's got 2,300 hits.
And,
but when he didn't even blink, I was like, all right, what can I do? So I talked to Breggy, and he was like, man, it doesn't even have to be good. You got to throw something that can get in on some righties. I went into the bullpen that next day, told the pitching coaches. I said, you know, I'm going to start throwing sinkers. They were like, oh, really? It was average, but, you know, big league average is pretty good at times. Julio Rodriguez was up, and then I punched him 3-2 on a two, and I'm like, all right.
Come on.
We got something.
Come on.
It was a video, obviously, and he's sitting down. There's very little of Hunter Brown in the video. A lot of it is highlights of Hunter Brown. And the pitch that he talks about striking Julio Rodriguez out was nasty. It was just a nasty sinker, like right in on Rodriguez's waist and knees. It was awesome. It was so cool.
You know, especially in the ballpark, when you're righty throwing to a righty, if you're giving them anything on the outside, those dudes, their eyeballs get big and you got to make it hard to pull that thing. And this is where I've always wondered with this. Going back to when the story first came out about Bregman telling him he should add a sinker, was that you know, a lot of people think, well, boy, shouldn't the analytics staff and all these super brilliant coaches be able to tell him that? There's a good chance that they had already told him that. It's just, this is where sometimes the value of veteran leadership comes
in. Yeah, the messenger.
The message just hits different.
Yeah.
If anybody's ever coached their own child, you probably know what I'm talking about. That sometimes it doesn't, you could be Peyton Manning coaching your own kid. The kid's going to hear the message differently from somebody else sometimes.
Yeah.
So likewise, there's times where a coach could be telling you something over and over again, and it just either doesn't hit right or you're obstinate about it. It's when an older player tells it to you that it kind of clicks.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if when that story about Bregman telling Hunter Brown to start throwing the sinker was out there, that there were a couple people on the Astros coaching staff that were like, well, yeah, we were kind of telling him the same thing.
Bregman's getting all this credit in the Athletic for this stuff they've been doing. Well, I think too, Seth, it speaks to the power of desperation. At that point in Hunter Brown's, not just his season, but probably his career. Like that point, that was 2024. He came up in 2022, was okay in 2023, but not great. And now all of a sudden he's in the first month of 2024. You're in year three, essentially, or year two plus. And you're getting racked for 9 runs in the first inning against Kansas City or whatever. I mean, I remember the outing he's talking about. It was freaking terrible. It was awful. Yeah. So I think it speaks to two things. One, what you just said, which is sometimes the messenger matters, and I think sometimes too, and we've all probably experienced this in our careers, whether it's in radio or before radio for me or whatever, where you're like, man, like I'm staring into the abyss right now, you know?
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know what? It just reminded me. I hadn't thought about this in years. Chester Pitts, I'll have to call Chester and fact check myself on this. But when Chester Pitts was a rookie, I remember having a conversation with him where his coach, I can't remember who it was at the time, might have been Joe Pendry, but his coach was just banging on him about cleaning his hands up. And I was having a conversation with Chester one day early in his rookie season, and Chester said something along the lines of, well, I just don't have good hands. That's just not naturally my game. And I said, Chester, there's no such thing as an NFL offensive lineman who isn't good with his hands. Like, just get that in your head right now.
You got to get good.
That is not, that's a non-starter right there. Like, you have to be good with
your
hands.
That's the cover charge.
You will get all these long-armed defensive ends, like freaks of nature. If they can get their hands on you, the battle is lost.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if it resonated with him or not, but it's a little bit of the combo of the coaching plus the veteran players helping younger guys get the message.
Yep, no doubt about it.
I mean, I would like to think I played some small part in it because Chester Pitts ended up being one of the most durable offensive linemen who ever played the game.
Chester had a solid
career.
Played
a long, long, productive career.
He did. Chester had a solid career, man. No doubt. No doubt. Speaking of which, there's another why Alex Bregman is awesome story in The Athletic this past week. Guy hasn't even played in like 2 months, and they're like, iPad quizzes and pop quizzes, and these are the reasons why Alex, that was the title, something like that. But Bregman in Boston, there's all sorts of anecdotes in it. Like, since getting injured, Bregman basically stands next to Alex Cora like a second manager in the dugout, and he's shouting instructions and helping guys out in a way that, in this, at least this piece, makes it feel hyper productive. Like, it's like, guys talk about the advice they get from Bregman as really being game changers for them. He does pop quizzes with the hitters on opposing pitchers. I don't know if he ever did this stuff when he was with the Astros or not, but it's getting a ton of attention with the Red Sox. And they've got a lot of young guys on that team. Apparently, Bregman had 16 pages worth of questions during his free agency sit-down with the Red Sox to ask them. 16 pages.
I've told you this before. The Houston Sports Awards?
Yeah.
Dude, I've never been so impressed with any athlete in this type of setting where Bregman was emceeing the Houston Sports Awards, and this guy was more prepared than probably every professional MC I've ever seen. Because I went up to him just to go over exactly. I think I had one or two kind of interactions with him during the program.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of looking at what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was like, okay, so just to be sure that you're going to be standing here, I'm going to be standing. And he's like, yep, and then you're going to talk about such and such and such and such.
He knew.
Then I'm supposed to present this thing, and then we go back to you without looking at his notes.
Yeah.
Like, and he had my prompts verbatim down. So he had, who knows how much time he had spent on this, prepping for it and everything. But he was as professional as I've ever seen.
That's amazing. That's just,
it was really, really impressive.
So you're not surprised.
I think he had the whole rundown memorized.
It's crazy.
You know, for a 3-hour program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was giving me my, like, verbatim the instructions on my piece of paper. And it was crazy.
And then he went and told you to throw the sinker more. Like, Seth, you really need to throw more sinkers. Yeah.
It's like, you know what, Seth? I noticed in the previous segment you ended a phrase with a preposition. You know, we might want to try to clean that up.
It's on your syntax. That would be great. That would be so good. I came away from reading this article. I'm like, man, they'll never do it again, I don't think, in Major League Baseball. But, like, if there were ever a player manager again, like, Alex Bregman could do that. If anyone could play in the last one to do it was Pete Rose very late in his career. And he managed to do that while gambling on his team. That's a lot to process. Playing,
able to do it in
managing,
age of...
betting. That's three big things.
Do you think it would be an addition or a subtraction to his performance with the availability and the ease of gambling now, where with a smartphone, I feel like it might be too much for him to balance all those things if he had the option of retreating to the clubhouse during the commercial breaks to put in bets and everything.
Way easier in 1986 when you had to call in all your, there was no live wagering back then because of the, you know, no internet yet. Yeah, but way easier
back then.
Can you imagine
the live wagering at the end of, he would inevitably get caught when it was late in game type stuff.
Oh yeah,
especially in games where you might have a seven run lead or something. Some of the crazy, but people, the announcers would be saying like, he is managing his butt off for having a 7-run lead. Wow, he's swapped that position out 3 times.
Yeah, there'd be too many tells. There'd be too many tells.
Oh, there'd be so many tells.
Yeah, there'd be too
many
tells.
Like every single Cooper Hummel and everybody else that had a half an RBI on their over under and everything would be getting in the game.
Oh yeah. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Let's get to some headlines. We got the All-Star game tonight. We got a little bit of Rockets news. We've got news in the NFL. News that's going to make you feel really good about a Texans contract from a year ago. We've got that coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.